Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Good everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. It's a great morning here in Sydney once again. It's starting to finally cool down. Guys, if you haven't already, jump across to tradercobb.com. You can get all access to all my social media, all my free content, all the videos and everything that I do there. It's the place that you want to be. It's the place that you want to get everything related to what I put out. If you haven't got there, guys, get across and get it done. Now, today. Well, let me say one thing. If you are wearing a hat, listen carefully. If you're wearing a hat and Bitcoin breaks the high of today's candle, which will be closing in exactly 2 hours, if it breaks the high of the previous day's candle, which at this stage is 9,150, you'll need to turn your cap backwards. Because I believe if we break the high of that candle, we are headed for 10,000, and that will hold my prediction of getting to 10,000 by the end of the week true. Now, I don't care if I'm wrong. It would be cool if I'm right, but I don't care to be wrong. Putting a call like that out there at the start of the week is a big one to make, especially when we were below 9,000 yesterday, and I still stood by that comment. I still do stand by that comment right now. If we break the high of that green candle, and I'm talking about on a daily time frame, then yes, I would certainly suggest that we're likely to push on. Now, we do have a nice cradle set up sitting there right now on Bitcoin. Would I trade that? Well, I'll have to wait till it closes, but it is a good looking cradle to me so far. Maybe a little bit big on the stop loss side of things, a little bit large the candle there on the daily, but you know what? I'm going to assess it at the time, because for me to make a call now without actually seeing, like without having the setup, it's not the right thing for me to be doing. Now, one thing to note again, there was something that occurred. When was it? Let me just go back to the hour. I want to tell you when this happened. It happened 3 hours ago. All right. Oh, actually, two hours ago, because the new 1 hour candle just opened. So 2 hours ago, there was a big momentum of buying on the 1 hour candle. It was about $250 move, which is not massive, I know, but it's one big green candle. Got us above 9,000, holding above 9,000. And you know what? I was really kind of a bit spewing, because until that bullish candle was there, we were looking at having a high of around 9,000. Just slightly above 9,000 for the day, I believe, which would have been ideal. But you know what? That would have kept me a very small candle. But in the same respect, it also has us above 9,000, which I think is crucial. We've now moved down. We've tested 9,000. We've held above it for the time being. Remember, there's still 2 hours to go. We may still close below. For the time being, it is looking quite bullish indeed. And you know what the good news is, ladies and gentlemen? Ethereum looks good. Ripple looks good. Bitcoin Cash looks good. Litecoin looks good. EOS continues to look good. Cardano looks good. Lumen looks good with a 12% move. And NEO, guess what? It looks good. IOTA, well, it's a big candle too, up over 10% today. What am I getting at here? Again, that sentiment analysis, understanding what's going on across the top 10 can help you understand what's likely to happen throughout the day. Now, don't forget, as traders, what we've got is probabilities, and that is literally it. Trading is this. Trading is risk management, first and foremost. Without currency, you are not in the game. You are just demo trading, and you know, good for you for playing a video game. But we're here to make money. We're here to trade. We're here to be involved in the market as a participant rather than a spectator or a video game player. So therefore, understanding probability and where the markets are likely to move for the next 24 hours is one thing. But what we want to do is we want to combine that 24 hours with the trend, which gives us bigger time frame or bigger move potential. Now, what do I mean? What do I mean by this? Well, I look at the candles now. I'll go back to Bitcoin. I want to talk you through Bitcoin. Bitcoin's little bullish daily candle right now, if it closes small and bullish, this would be considered a bullish candle in the cradle zone. Now, I've got a number of rules, 8 essential rules, and I think it's 9 bonus factors that I have for this crypto cradle trade setup. Now, just because I'm telling you that, you know, if it breaks the high, yes, you might get a trade on there, but you don't know it if you haven't gone through and understood those courses and got the full structure to the strategy. That's okay. You can learn a huge amount from the free stuff if you don't have the capital or funds to invest in your education and your future as a trader or investor. That's fine. If you don't have the money, you can go to the website and there's a heap of free stuff there. You're not going to get everything, of course. Paid content's where all the gold is, but you will get your eyes and ears around some pretty good stuff that's going to help you build out your knowledge base. The candle that I'm looking at here, if we break the high of this candle, if we close small and bullish, if we break the high of that candle, the probability for the next 24 hours is that price will move up. It's a probability. It's not a fact. I have people all the time saying, well, you said this. Actually, I don't really have people say that to me, but you know, it was just an example. People say, well, you thought this was going to happen and it didn't. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I didn't get it right. That's fine. I don't have to get it right all the time. You know what I do? Each day I look for direction. If I don't have clear direction, I'm probably not going to find a trade now, am I? Because I look for optimal chart structure, which is clean, smooth, flowing, trending charts. With that clean, smooth, flowing, trending charts, there is no conditions for me to trade. So, two things. One, what's the 24-hour direction? Two, what's the bigger market direction? Well, let me answer both those questions. The bigger market direction right now is bullish. You look across the top 10, we have uptrends on all of them. Excuse me, bar none. So they're all looking bullish. That pullback yesterday was exactly what it was in my view. We haven't got that confirmed yet, but I think we're going to see a higher low set and a new higher high by the end of the week. Once again, I could be wrong. But based on the probabilities here, based on the fact we have a wonderful uptrend, and let's just say, you know, based on the fact we've got this small bullish candle on Bitcoin, and we've got a bullish candle, not necessarily small, across all the other top 10, suggests that if it breaks to the high, the whole market will probably go on a nice little jog higher, which is what I want. Let's get above 10,000. Let's pull back to 10,000. Let's trade up to 10,000. Let's look at the top 10. Let's get some trades on. Let's find this Bitcoin breaker, this crypto cradle, and this Fibonacci booster, and let's capitalize on these markets, because like I said yesterday, guys, you make your money when markets pull back. Then they move. You need to enter. You need to find a reason to enter these markets, guys. When they pull back, you need to know what to do. Do you put a plate entry here, stop loss here? What do you do? How do you play it out? You need to work this out. The strategies I teach have that there, but if you don't have those strategies, that's fine. But you've got to have a play. It's no good buying everything when it's racing off to the moon. You've got to wait for it to pull back and give you a precise bloody entry point, stop loss, and target. This is what trading's about. This is what it is. It's as simple as that. You need to have some structure. I'm loving the look of this market right now, guys. I think it's looking fantastic. One other thing I'll throw in there for free as a bonus is this. We have a beautiful bullish monthly candle right now. A beautiful bullish candle. Now, if you want to look at your monthly chart, not many people in crypto do, but I do, and the weeklies as well. You watch that monthly. He's back in that cradle zone. Throw in your 10-period and 20-period moving average to get your cradle zone. You'll see that it's a bullish candle in that cradle zone. Now, if we close like that, we've got a few more days left. And we break above the high of that, that'll be the first time in a long time. And for me, that will be significant. Let's keep an eye on what's going on, guys. Let's keep our head to the ground. Let's see how this candle closes. And let's make sure that we know what we're going to do. And if you don't have the strategies, and if you don't know what you're doing, and if you still don't have a checklist, then you need to get across to tradercobb.com. Check out the free content first, guys. If it makes sense to you, if what I do makes sense, then go and spend some money and get some proper content there. The courses are there for life. You get a lifetime membership. You never get kicked off them. You can watch it and learn it as many times as you like and take it from a number of the clients that I've already got. They've watched it three or four times and each time they pick up different things. That's the whole point. Ever read a book once, then read it again and found different things? You know, when you proofread your own work, you read it once, you go, that was fine. Then somebody else reads it and they find different things. Then you go back and you read it and you find different things and you change things. It's an evolving thing, trading. Now, the same content will be relevant, but it'll be relevant in different ways. That's why I give you a lifetime membership to all of my programs, guys. So visit tradercobb.com, have a great day, and let's keep an eye on this market because I'm pretty pumped. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.